Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call of Aditya Birla Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vishakha Mulye, CEO Aditya Birla Capital Limited. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Good evening and thank you for joining the call today at a short notice. Joining me are Rakesh, Pinky and Vijay on the call. The Board of Directors of Aditya Birla Capital and Aditya Birla Finance, a wholly owned subsidiary, have approved a scheme of amalgamation of Aditya Birla Finance with Aditya Birla Capital. The amalgamation will be subject to regulatory and other approval as may be required. As you know, Aditya Birla Capital is a listed, systemically important, non-deposit-taking core investment company, that is NBFC-CIC. Aditya Birla Finance is systemically important, non-deposit-taking NBFC, that is NBFC-ICICI, a wholly owned subsidiary of Aditya Birla Capital. Post completion of amalgamation, the assets and liabilities and the entire business of Aditya Birla Finance will be transferred and vested with Aditya Birla Capital. The equity investment of Aditya Birla Capital in Aditya Birla Finance will be cancelled. There will be no issuance of new shares. Hence, there will be no change in the shareholding of Aditya Birla Capital. Aditya Birla Capital will be the surviving entity and will get converted from a holding company to an operating NBFC with a listed equity shares. The proposed amalgamation will be tax neutral. The rationale and the benefit of the proposed amalgamation are as follows. Rationalization and simplification of a group structure. The proposed amalgamation will result in reduction in the number of legal entities and simplification of the group structure of Aditya Birla Capital. The improved financial stability. The proposed amalgamation will result in creation of unified large entity with greater financial strength and flexibility with a direct access to capital. It will also help company to maximize the share of opportunities by efficient utilization and allocation of capital. Likely stakeholder value enhancement. The proposed amalgamation holds the potential to eliminate the holding company discount to the equity share value of Aditya Birla Finance, which is present in the equity value of Aditya Birla Capital. Increased operational efficiency. The amalgamation will lead to a seamless implementation of policy changes and reduction in multiplicity of a legal and regulatory compliance. I'm also happy to state that the proposed amalgamation will result in compliance with the scale-based regulations of RBI, which require a mandatory listing of Aditya Birla Finance by September 30, 2025. Upon the scheme becoming effective, I will assume the role as an MD and CEO, and Rakesh will assume the role as the Executive Director and CEO NBFC of the amalgamated company, subject to regulatory and statutory approvals as may be required for these proposed appointments. Over the last 1.5 years, we have followed a strategy of one ABC, one P&L approach. The three pillars of our approach are one customer, one experience, and one team. This approach has helped us to drive quality and profitable growth and expand our market share across our businesses. Going forward, we will continue with this approach to sustain the growth momentum. This concludes my opening remark, and now we will be very happy to take if there are any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anuj Singla from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. So Vishakha, first question is on the capital requirements. So we will see a 150 basis points increase in capital adequacy, and we recently raised capital as well. So this will further supplement that capital raise. So how do we look at the capital requirements and maybe the future capital raising outlook, given the growth trajectory which we have projected?
As you know, that when we raised capital last time, which is 3,000 crore, we had said that that capital will be sufficient for us for 18-24 months. So we would have come back to, you know, the market probably December this year or max by March, you know, 2025. This will give us a headroom for another 12-15 months, depending upon our growth trajectory.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the operating cost benefits, is there, first of all, in the near term, any operational costs which you need to incur for this amalgamation to go through? And any long-term analysis you have done, what kind of benefit we can see in the operational cost, maybe in terms of cost to income or anything you can quantify?
See, as far as we have already said that the biggest cost in any amalgamation is that of a taxation outflows, and we have said that this is completely tax neutral. So to that effect, there will not be any major cost of amalgamation that we are foreseeing right now. As far as the operating efficiencies are concerned, as you know, we at Aditya Birla Capital, we it's a non-operating company, so we have all functional heads and most of the senior people who sit at the Aditya Birla Capital. So when we merge the entity, of course, there will be a rationalization of people. Our structure will get much more fine-tuned. So definitely there will be a reduction that one would see. In terms of quantification, to be frank, we have not done that in minutely things as yet. But as you know, there is not many duplication at you know of functions, except the control function that Aditya Birla Capital level. But I'm very confident that we would be able to eliminate some costs and rationalize it due to this merger.
Got it. Got it, Vishakha. Thank you very much, Vishakha. Those were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nidhesh from Investec. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, what would be the timeline for this amalgamation to go through, and what are the regulatory approvals that we will require?
So, the timeline is that, of course, we'll have to go through an NCLT process. So as a thing, of course, we will file it with the stock exchanges and Reserve Bank of India. So Reserve Bank of India's in-principle approval, we will take. We will also take the stock exchanges' in-principle approval, and then the scheme will be filed with the NCLT. Fortunately for us, you know, the High Court, the registered office of both the companies is in Gujarat, and therefore, it will be a joint scheme which will be in front of the NCLT of Gujarat. And therefore, to that extent, the multiple jurisdiction, because of which there could be a delay, is not there in our case. And of course, after that, the customary approvals of all the creditors will be obtained, and then the NCLT will give us the final approval. We will have to just go back to the Reserve Bank of India for the final approval of the scheme. As an outer limit, we are saying we may take max 9-12 months, but my expectation is that it will happen much earlier because of the, you know, the entire NCLT scheme being filed and both the registered office situated in Gujarat.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
In terms of regulatory approval, predominantly, of course, we'll need a court approval. We will need, you know, like any other merger scheme, as we need creditors' approval, all those customary approvals will be required in addition to the regulatory approvals from the regulator.
Sure. And what is the view on the RBI approval? Because recently we are seeing that RBI is not very comfortable with the NBFC holding stake in other lending businesses or other insurance businesses. So do you see any hurdles up to that?
So to be frank, if you
you look at the regulation, it doesn't prohibit NBFCs to hold, you know, any of these businesses. We there are, you know, the instances or the examples in the market where NBFCs are holding, you know, HFCs and the others. As per the regulation, the only thing which is not permitted right now or which requires a specific approval of RBI is in the insurance companies, NBFCs are allowed to hold up to 50% of the stake. As you know, our health, we are already, because of our dilution, you know, ADIA coming in a year back, we hold 46%. So there we are compliant with the regulation. In case of our life company, we hold 51%. So if you go strictly by the regulation, then actually the increase is just 1% according to the regulation. We will, you know, request for RBI's, you know, permission, a specific permission on this, and really go by their guidance. So today I have no reason to believe that, you know, we will face any roadblocks.
Sure. And lastly, do you see any change to the consolidated financial capital after amalgamation?
Sorry, come again?
Will there be any changes to the consolidated financials in terms of net worth, assets, or profitability?
Net worth will only get enhanced. As we said, you know, the capital adequacy impact will be around 150 basis points. The leverage will come down, you know, sharply. So at the moment, in our NBFC, our leverage is around 6.5. For a consolidated entity, it will be around 4.15. So we will have a huge headroom for leveraging our balance sheet for a further growth. All the other ratios more or less will remain in line.
Sure. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
So if you look at on the whole from a capital perspective, from an operational efficiency perspective, the overhang of, you know, really raising capital in the future for the growth, this merger will be a win-win for us in terms of leveraging our existing balance sheet for our future growth without going to the market.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Shah from Carnelian. Please go ahead.
No, actually my question has been answered. It was to do with the regulatory approvals.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nischint Chawate from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. You know, this again sort of pertains you know, to the regulatory aspect. What is the, I mean, is there a plan to sort of, you know, divest stake in the housing business over time? And is there any kind of a discussion with the regulator, you know, already on the structure? I think what we have seen in, you know, some other listed companies is that, you know, some of these companies have applied for a, as in listed NBFCs have applied for an HFC, but somehow RBI doesn't seem to be very forthcoming on that. So is there any discussion in terms of whether RBI is okay for us to own 100% stake in HFC or it has to be diluted, or, you know, how should we think about this?
We have not received any such communication. And as I said, going by the regulation, it allows us to hold 100% into our HFC. We look at HFC or the housing business as one of the big growth driver for our franchise. As you know, we are growing in our HFC. Of course, it's a smaller balance sheet, but we are growing at almost 30%, you know, in our housing business, as against on an average 14 to 15% in the similar segment that the industry is growing. So we are very excited about this business. I expect there will be big opportunities in the market because of what has happened after the HDFC and HDFC Bank merger. One has seen it playing in the last 6 months. I expect that to continue as the economic growth will gain momentum. one would see, you know, the big growth opportunity in the housing market. And we, I believe we have would have size, scale, liability, and all the other factors which are required to leverage this opportunity. And we have spoken in our thing, particularly plans on HFC. So we are bullish and no such indication. So we will, you know, we will continue to invest in this business as we go forward.
And in an eventuality, you may be okay to merge it with a limited company also, right? I mean, in case you want to have one lending entity, which is,
there are, at least today, there are advantages for HFC as a separate because, you know, NHB refinancing is available. You know, we have increased our NHB refinancing from, you know, low teens now to the mid-20s. You know, it's a completely different segment. It requires a completely different mindset. That market is growing very fast. It is it is a very high ROE business, but probably a low ROA business. So, you know, it is different than what we are looking at as a segment in our NBFC. So at the moment, I think there is a good case for us to look at HFC as a separate company and allow it to, you know, grow. And we believe that we would have capital to, you know, provide for the growth of this business.
Sure. Thanks, Vishakha. Thank you very much. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Bhaskar Basu from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Good evening. I just had a follow-up call on the approval part, especially with respect to the insurance. So as we've seen incrementally, while there have been structures in the past, but incrementally there has been resistance for RBI to kind of approve an NBFC holding an insurance company as well. So So firstly, have you kind of since checked with the RBI on this? And in case this becomes an issue, what's the plan B for that?
So, Bhaskar, to be frank, this is not incremental, right? This is something that we are already holding. I'm not sure which example you have in mind, so it's very difficult for me to comment. But as I said, first of all, it's not incremental. It is something that is an existing structure. Nothing gets changed. It just in the you know, proposed scheme, we are just merging you know, our 100% subsidiary, which is the NBFC, into Holdco. You know, we are just asking for the status quo to continue. So that is the first part. Second, according to the existing guidelines, as I explained, there is no prohibition from NBFC to hold. The only thing it says is that we can hold up to 50%. And, you know, and therefore probably we will have to take that specific approval, which we will, you know, ask for and then go by their guidance. At the moment, to be frank, I don't see a need to have a plan B. Because of these two reasons. So we will continue to engage with the regulator. And if at all anything, we will come back. But I have no reason to believe that we will, to worry about at this stage or have a plan B.
Okay. And just one housekeeping question. What was the investment on the standalone book in AB Capital as of December? In ABFL?
NBFC? In NBFC?
Yeah.
How much is it thinking? As on December 12th. 1 minute, Bhaskar, I'll just... Approximately 7,000. Approximately 7,000. Pramod can give you the exact number.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Vishakha Mulye, CEO.
So thank you all for joining us at the short notice again. you know, me and my team will be here to answer any other questions that you all have. So please feel free to reach out to me or Vijay or Pramod or Ashwin. And thank you again.
Thank you. On behalf of Aditya Birla Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.